This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Talking with Robin Dreeke right now, retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. But a very grim case. A lot of us have been hearing about for a while. For a little bit there was some hope that maybe she'd turn up. Madeline Kingsbury is who we're talking about. Prosecutors talking about the evidence that was found at the crime scene, or at the scene of her body being found. The duct tape matches some that's in the home. The sheets that she was wrapped in match the set at home, which also didn't have the fitted sheet or a pillowcase too. There's a lot that traces it right back to their home in terms of stuff that was being used. This is another case where you look at it and go, is this someone who was plotting a murder for quite some time? Adam Fravel, her boyfriend or former boyfriend, or is this something where this something got really out of control really fast and then he panicked and this is how he reacted with the body?
So yes-ish is what I'll say. So out of control, yes, but he's got a pattern from what we've seen and heard about him of being out of control at times. He's had a temper issue. Mm-hmm. You know, I read how he idolized the Gabby Petito case, mm-hmm. and as a matter of fact, infatuated by it is the words I've heard used. And yeah, I mean, he is a serial abuser. From what I can guess, from what we've been seeing, it looks like he's got a pattern of life of just abusing people. Mm-hmm. And so it just, on one really bad day, it just went to this degree or extreme. I wouldn't be surprised if there was, I wouldn't say necessarily other murders, but again, if he's guilty, but I would definitely say there's a string of other people that have been abused by him throughout his life, no doubt.
Without a doubt. The obsession with Gabby Petito and the murder case, it's interesting because there's a lot of people listening right now going, I was obsessed with that case. And yes, and people, I think, can get obsessed with these cases for different reasons. A lot of people were obsessed with that case because they wanted justice for this young woman whose life was cut short so tragically by this dumb young boyfriend that felt like he had no other choice, which was utterly nuts. But other people, I think, look at this case, if you happen to be possibly someone like Fravel, again, just my opinion and speculation, who look at it, Brian Laundry as more of a hero, or they sympathize with him and empathize with him. You know, oh, I get it. I get, you know, why you maybe she had it coming or some sort of bullshit like that in their mind. And I feel like Fravel, I think, more so related and empathized with Laundry, not so much was into the case to find justice for Gabby.
Yeah, you know, a guy like him, you can speculate that he's doing it out of hopefully trying to rationalize his own behavior,
yeah,
because he can commiserate with someone, you know, because misery knows company kind of thought process. And other people that were infatuated by the case, like you had mentioned before, like listening to your show here, I looked at the research on this. You know, about 75% of the people that tune into true crime podcasts and infatuated by cases like that are for a completely different reason. That is so they can recognize unhealthy behaviors in the lives of them, in their own lives and those around them, so they can protect themselves and protect those they care about. And so that's a big reason why people are really into these true crime things, is because of that. I do not believe that with his background, that was his reason, is to make himself feel safe from people like him.
Sure.
It was definitely more of a rationalization of his own behavior and justifying his own actions.
Do we have more dangers in this world now when it comes to people who believe in sort of extreme ways? And we're talking about this one specifically, where a group of men or a man feels slighted, where it often goes to the incel type group, but it's not always quite there. Sometimes it's just very much anti-woman. They've been scorned in some way, shape, or form, or had some sort of trauma or childhood trauma that led someone to be that way. And sometimes it's just how they are. But there used to be these sort of people were kind of in their own, you know, space. They'd get in a relationship, they'd lose the relationship, or if something horrible happened, that would happen too. But there wasn't necessarily an outlet or a space for them to commiserate together, other than, I guess, maybe a dive bar. But now it can be done online in a organized fashion, in groups that just mimic and echo each other. And at the same time, then kind of, I think, strengthen those messed up ways of believing. And I don't know if he was involved in anything like that online, but we do live in a world where that exists now, where it did not, not that long ago. Is that creating more people like this, where they feel more justified in their ways of thinking that are very off?
It's a really fascinating and challenging question, I think, Tony. Because of the way we have our lives and news and social media and true crime podcasts and news, it definitely has the appearance of that, that this is on the rise. It's a scarier world today. These types of fringe groups are more common. But are they just being marketed more? Are they being advertised more? Are they being seen more? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But here's an interesting fact that kind of, if people are feeling unsafe today, I'm a great reader of history. I consume a great amount of knowledge all the time because I'm constantly trying to learn so I can answer your great questions. if you look at history of our species, we are actually better today in the violence against each other than we ever been in throughout the history of man, believe it or not. Believe it or not, with all that we see, we're better off today than we've been before. Obviously, we have a long way to go to tomorrow to get even better at it. But I believe it's probably a little bit of both. We've talked before that I think one of the greatest challenges we're facing right now in history is the effects of COVID and mental health, as well as generationally, about our problem-solving capabilities are at an all-time low, just anecdotally from my observations, because people seem to be solving problems in a really unhealthy way that I believe are exasperated because they're joining these fringe hate groups. And for a second on these hate groups or these fringe groups or basically cults, which is what they are, mm-hmm. What cults do when they suck you in is that I read a great book by Rick Allen Ross, Cults Inside Out, when I was talking on another show about cults in the Lori Dave Belvallo case. Mm-hmm. And that is, these groups and organizations, what they do is they love bomb you.
Yep.
So, and what happens in those situations, you get love bombed by feeling accepted, feeling valued. All the pain that you see in the world that you think is that you have because you are a wound collector gets negated by this group. And so you get in that group thing because you're love bombed. And so you start being able to justify and rationalize your actions. So I think it's all of those things combined, no doubt.
Yeah, it's interesting because we think of love bombing quite often in like kind of a narcissistic type relationship and how one gets sucked into those abusive relationships, but it happens in larger settings as well, in group type settings, with things of that nature.
Yeah, some attention is better than no attention, even if it's negative attention to some people that have been through trauma. And if they don't find a healthy way through it with healthy people around them, that's why I still, the greatest thing I think we can all do for each other and ourselves is have healthy, strong relationships by demonstrating how we value those around us and being and having gratitude for those around us as well.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast. Dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.